Why training before a crisis management exercise is non-negotiable. I'm Brian Strausser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath, and this is the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. I want to set the stage for this because this is something we have run into a lot, even more recently, and that are situations where companies want to rush right into doing an exercise rather than making sure they have a solid plan and resources and train the team to those plans and resources. Too many organizations, we think, just throw teams into exercises cold. And the result here is confusion, frustration, and missed learning opportunities and credibility impacts for your program. The exercise itself is not the place to teach basics. It's a place to validate the readiness and decision-making under pressure of you and your team and your plan that you have put into place to manage a crisis. So exercises should be tests of capability, not an orientation session. And that's really what I want to focus on here. When we think about the life cycle of a crisis management or business continuity program, part of that includes training that we are going through and creating or updating continuity and crisis management plans. And then we are training the teams to those plans. And then we are practicing and capturing those lessons learned. But training builds the competence and the confidence that allow your exercises to be meaningful. And without training, exercises risk becoming a place of what I would call failure theater instead of being a learning experience and an evaluation experience for your program. When I am talking about proper training, I'm talking about the foundational knowledge of how your crisis management and business continuity process works, the roles and responsibilities of individuals in that process. It includes crisis management skills like decision-making, your communication cadence, your escalation paths. It includes tools and systems like what notification platforms do you have, what collaboration environments do you have, what situational reporting that you have available. And then for soft skills, it's about confidence under stress, cross-functional collaboration, and influencing without authority. For your organization, your exercises are a place where you validate that strategy and your resilience capability. For your team in an exercise, you're building muscle memory and you're reducing the cognitive load during an actual crisis. And for leaders, exercises are a place where you demonstrate competence and readiness, building trust and credibility. This reinforces a resilience culture where preparedness becomes part of your organizational DNA. Now, if you don't train prior to the exercise, participants can freeze or default to their normal expectation. You'll have misalignment between business units and crisis leaders. You will waste time explaining the plan and the process and the basics rather than testing decision making. And you will have a loss of executive confidence in your resilience program. So, some brief steps to make sure that you and your team are ready. The first is to make sure that you do pre-exercise training sessions that are tailored to participants' roles, that you use mini drills or exercise in a box, our product, to build familiarity, that you provide some quick reference job aids, whether those are playbooks or checklists, and that you reinforce through after-action reviews and continuous improvement cycles the actions that you need people to take in a crisis. So again, training is the investment that makes exercises and ultimately your crisis response successful. I would encourage you to review your current training before your next exercise and then ask yourself if you're testing capability or just teaching on the fly. And of course, if you need help designing training, updating your plans, or creating and facilitating exercises, our team here at BrightPath can help you accelerate your maturity and build resilience. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. I'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.